Finally, we close today's show with a tribute to Dolores Winston, who died in May and was an organizer with Seattle's Wheel Women in Black, vigilant to honor the lives and mark the deaths of people who've died houseless in one of the most livable cities in the United States. Dolores was also a teenage volunteer with Seattle's Black Panther Party. Dolores' mother, Betty Owens, joins us in paying tribute to her daughter. At the beginning of June, in the space of 6 days, I attended back-to-back funerals of two dear friends. My former housemate and mentor, Jason Reynolds, a longtime director of the Oregon Consumer League, and Dolores Loanne Winston, a formerly houseless activist with Seattle's Wheel Women in Black. These days, as we confront the multiple crises playing out around us, it's easy to feel paralyzed by the enormity of the work we're collectively engaged in trying to pull the country and the planet back from the brink of disaster. And for that reason, I think it's more important than ever to highlight the strength, hope, inspiration, mutual aid, and sustenance we so often draw from the friendships we forge doing movement work. So today I want to take a few minutes to honor the life of Dolores Loanne Winston, whom I met doing interviews for the oral history collection, No Room of Her Own, Women's Stories of Homelessness, Life, Death, and Resistance, which contains a chapter devoted to Dolores' story and to her work with Seattle's Wheel Women in Black. Since the turn of the millennium, formerly houseless activists like Dolores have stood vigil in Seattle to honor the lives and mark the deaths of some 1,500 houseless individuals who have died outside or by violence in the city that spawned Microsoft, Starbucks, and Amazon. The fact that thousands of Americans are routinely dying houseless on streets and sidewalks, in underpasses and alleys across the United States is rarely talked about. Public servants of capital who are bent on privatizing public housing and extracting maximum profits from rental units have little incentive to educate the public on the fact that even a single night spent houseless can easily result in death. And the average life expectancy of a chronically houseless person in the U.S. is 50 years. These facts are hardly compatible with the business of rendering houseless people the scapegoats of policies that render homelessness inevitable. Policies that criminalize and demonize houseless people. The reality of death on the street blows holes in these narratives, which is what makes the work that Dolores and other formerly houseless activists with Seattle's Wheel Women in Black such an important national model for other cities. Every time someone dies outside or by violence in Seattle, Women in Black stand vigil outside City Hall to put a name and a face to the individual, to honor their lives and mark their deaths. When I met Dolores outside Mary's Place in 2007, following a Women in Black vigil, I was quickly drawn into conversation with her. As I write in the book, Dolores identified racism in its various forms as a central part of her life story, beginning with her childhood in a small town in Louisiana in the early 1960s. The love and security that she found with her grandparents, extended family, and in the African-American community in Rayville, Louisiana, provided a sharp contrast to the threats of lynching and other forms of domestic terrorism and racial intimidation that she both experienced directly and heard stories about growing up. As a child, Dolores also experienced violence in the form of physical and psychological abuse at the hands of a family member. After the death of her grandfather and her move in Seattle, it would be several years before she would find refuge in a family that took her in following a random conversation with a somewhat older student named Ethic Owens on the steps outside of Franklin High School. In my conversations with her, Dolores repeatedly credited her adoptive mother, Betty Owens, with having saved her life, giving her love and acceptance.
So one day, I went to school. I was going to Franklin High School here in Seattle, Washington. And I met this girl. And we were sitting on the steps talking. And so I told her what I was going through. And she said, well, I'm going to ask my auntie if you could come and live with us. So I told her, if your auntie says that I can come and live with you, I'm coming. And I'll leave right there. The next day, she came to school and told me that her auntie said I could come and live with her. And that lady is my mother to this day. She adopted me and raised me, gave me lots of love.
I met Dolores' adoptive mother, Betty Owens, for the first time at Dolores' funeral. Even after she left home at the age of 21, till shortly before her death at the age of 63, Dolores and Betty had spoken nearly every day and sometimes multiple times a day. Here's Betty Owens speaking about Dolores.
My daughter, Dolores Loann Winston, died on May 18th, 2022. She was bright. She was funny, mischievous, dramatic, and an avid reader. She was also very opinionated, and she wanted to be heard. She was a great talker. When I came home from work, she would follow me from room to room, telling me about how her day had been, about something she had read, and about the plan she had for the two of us. I would go into the bathroom, close the door. She would open the door, come in and sit on the edge of the tub, and continue our conversation. Life was not always kind to her, and the road she traveled was often very rough. But she maintained a vision, and that vision was that the world would be a better place for all people. She championed the causes of the underrepresented people.
Given that I was struggling to access additional archival audio of Dolores by airtime, Betty agreed to read from Dolores' story. Here's Betty again.
I came in on the last of the Black Panthers. I was 13 years old, maybe 14. I was involved with the Panthers for about a year. I still have my tam. It was right before I got away from my biological mother. I worked at the free breakfast program. Because I was young myself, I was serving breakfast to the children. I've worked with WHEAL for many years. I've been a part of the Women's Forum, Women in Black. I've been in the marches with them. We open up a winter shelter here and at Lakeview. We help the public become aware of what it's like to be homeless. I also did some public forums in the churches to help churches open up their shelters. We would go and speak and talk to these churches. We were women that worked, that tried to have a regular life. I've taken in the homeless myself. I've clothed the naked. I've fed the hungry, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Those are the things that give me joy. I wasn't homeless then, but I would be downtown because I didn't want to be by myself. And I had a house. Sometimes I would come downtown and just get people that needed a place to stay and take them to my house. I just like hospitality, you know. Women in Black, it's in memory of people that have been killed while they were homeless. For the people that have been there, one of them, Tessie, was a wonderful friend of mine. Tessie was an Indian. She was living under the bridge because she got sick or something, but Tessie died. Tessie was one of the closest homeless people to me. I had two friends, Carol and Karen. Carol died a few years back, right before I left for Texas. It's hard on her sister because they were inseparable. We knew each other since we were kids. Like last month, I had seen a lady named Pat. Not long after I got here, I seen Pat and I hugged her and kissed her and we talked. Well, she went to the shelter and went to bed. She had a heart attack in her sleep and died. I remember them saying, Pat died. And I'm like, you guys are lying. I just saw Pat the other day. She was 51.
That was Betty Owens, the adoptive mother of Dolores Winston, reading from Dolores' story in the oral history collection, No Room of Her Own, Women's Stories of Homelessness, Life, Death, and Resistance. Dolores' words also live on in a play adapted from the book. The play was moving toward production right before the pandemic hit and will make it to the boards yet. An activist with Seattle's WEAL Women in Black, Dolores died on May 18th at the age of 63.